Carla, we're back on the record. And we're going to take up four more items, and we'll try to have this concluded by noon. Carla, could you please read item number 390?
Amend ordinances to increase amounts of short-term subordinate urban renewal and redevelopment bonds.
Take it away.
Thank you, Commissioners. Back to the mundane, I guess. My name is Eric Johansson. I'm the debt manager in the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. The proposed ordinance before you today amends two outstanding ordinances in order to authorize an increase in the amount of short-term indebtedness that may be incurred by the River District Urban Renewal Area next fiscal year. In addition, the ordinance authorizes a corresponding increase in the aggregate short-term indebtedness among all of the active urban renewal areas. The increase from $20 million to $30 million in River District is necessary due to updated projections of available tax increment revenues for fiscal year 16-17. Proceeds from the additional borrowing capacity will fund projects in the district's urban renewal plan and in their 16-17 budget. As you may recall, short-term indebtedness implements the pay-as-you-go or cash finance portion of PDC's capital program. The short-term debt that we also refer to sometimes as de jure financing allows the city to comply with state constitutional requirements that tax increment revenues be spent only on indebtedness. With that, happy to take any questions.
Colleagues, any questions? Thank you. Carla, anyone sign up to testify?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Then this goes to a vote.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.